From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. New cuts in federal income taxes would raise state taxes unless the legislature takes action. We asked the vice chair of the Senate's Tax Committee, Rich Madalino, why the Senate voted to increase the standard deduction that every taxpayer can claim. Robin McKinney, head of the Cash Campaign, tells why she's lobbying to expand the earned income tax credit. That tax break has lifted thousands of Maryland families out of poverty, but taxpayers under age 25 without kids can't use it. 24-year-old Nakia Trezevant says it would have helped.
I would have used the $500 for everything. Food, clothes, for me and my sister, school stuff, you know, books and rulers and hairstyles to look nice at school. Everyone wants to look nice.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. One of the most powerful anti-poverty efforts is the earned income tax credit. Workers below a certain income get a credit, a refund, equal to a percentage of their earnings up to a maximum credit. The earned income tax credit, often called the EITC, can offset payroll taxes. It has lifted millions of low-wage workers across the country out of poverty. But this tax break is only for working families. It's not available to workers under age 25 unless they're raising children. There's a big effort now to change that, to expand who can claim the earned income tax credit. Congress did not expand the credit when it rewrote the federal tax code in December, but there's a coalition working to expand Maryland's EITC. The Cash Campaign, which stands for Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope, is part of that coalition. Its co-founder and CEO, Robin McKinney, is here with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And also with us is Nakia Trezevant, age 24, who has been contributing financial expenses for her younger sister but doesn't qualify for the earned income tax credit. Welcome to the show, Nakia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Robin, how does the earned income tax credit work in Maryland?
Well, the earned income tax credit in Maryland is a percentage of the federal credit. So right now it's about 28% of the federal. But for these workers, and I think it's so important to underscore that you have to work to get this credit, you have to make less than $15,000 if you're not claiming any dependents. So in Nakia's situation, she would have to make less than $15,000 to claim a credit. And because she is 24, not over the age of 25, she's actually not eligible at all.
So even if she were making that little amount
of money, she still, just as a function of her age, would not be able to claim it.
How many people in Maryland do claim the earned income tax credit? Do you know?
There's about 440,000 Maryland workers that claim the credit for over $1 billion in federal and state refunds. So it's a huge amount of money going back to folks to really help them to make ends meet, right? To help make work pay. And so for a credit that has such is such a powerful contribution to people's income, we see how it really works is that the average EITC filer in the state of Maryland only uses the credit for about 3 years. And so what that means is that people get the credit and then they actually are earning enough income that they're not eligible anymore, which is great. That's what you want to see. You want to see people moving up the ladder.
So it really is
It really is lifting people out of poverty. And that's why we really want to see it expanded for these 18 to 24-year-olds.
Nakia, you have been working to support yourself and to some extent your younger sister for years. Mm-hmm. How many years?
It would be year 6, maybe even 7.
And what has been your typical income over those years?
Per year? It's always been averaged at about 20 to 24,000. So I would have never been eligible. I just recently got a promotion, so I make closer to 40. So I'm happy about that.
But she looks happy. I wish everybody could see you.
But yeah, so it's been hard because it's not just me making that amount of money. I have to take care of someone else, not my child, but my younger sister, which is kind of like my baby. Which is really important to me. But being on your own, making $24,000 a year with a $1,000 rent is a lot.
When did you learn that there was a tax credit for some people who make a low amount of money?
I just learned last year when I met Miss Robin and Miss Holly. I met them at a nice little event, and they were telling me, you know, it's only for 18 to 24-year-olds. And I'm like, OMG, I'm between 18 and 24. Yeah. And I would have never known. No one has ever told me that there was this credit that I just would have never qualified for, because I could have used the money. I could have used it the entire time from 18 to 24, actually.
And I think it's important to note that the earned income tax credit for those who are claiming kids goes up to $54,000. So that's a much higher. So this is like an artificially low threshold that we currently have for single filers, for those folks who aren't claiming dependents. So that's really an important part of the expansion, is to raise the income as well, not just the age.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Robin McKinney, CEO of the Maryland Cash Campaign, which is lobbying to expand the earned income tax credit to more young workers, and with Nakia Trezevant, a Maryland taxpayer who's too young to claim the EITC. Robin, what would Nakia have been able to save in taxes if she could have claimed this credit?
She could have gotten an average of about $500. So that's the maximum on the Maryland side that she'd be able to get. Again, if under our three parts of our expansion, which are to lower the age to 18, to expand the income to about $25,000, and then to make the credit 100% of the federal. So those are the three components.
I didn't understand the middle one when you say expand the income.
Oh, the income. So right now, it has to be under $15,000 for those single workers. So we wanted to raise that up to $25,000 so that we'd raise the ceiling. Again, just understanding that $15,000 a year, which it is now, isn't even full-time at minimum wage.
And you say you also are lobbying to make the Maryland credit for this younger group of workers without children 100% of the federal
100%.
Credit? 100%. How can you do that?
So right now, the federal credit, because we work as 28% of the federal credit, so if you take $510, you know, that's about $140-some. So we want to track with that same amount of the maximum credit being $500, and that way people in Maryland could get actually up to $500 instead of a maximum right now of $140.
Nakia, you testified for these changes, right?
Yes.
What argument did you make to legislators?
The argument that I made is that just because I'm, you know, 18, 19, 20, that I could use the money just as much as someone my age with a child. Just because I don't have a kid doesn't mean that I can't also use an extra $500.
What would you have used it for?
I would have used the $500 for everything. Food, clothes, for me and my sister. School stuff, you know, books and rulers and hairstyles to look nice at school. Everyone wants to look nice. Car payment, oh, everything.
Robin, how many young taxpayers would be affected by these changes?
Well, if we pass all three parts of this expansion, it would be 355,000 workers. So that includes people that would be impacted both by the age expansion as well as the income expansion. So it would nearly double the program.
And the Maryland Senate has passed these changes, right?
They have. They passed the age expansion. And so we think that that'll impact about 60,000 workers and bring back $26 million to those workers.
And it goes to the House?
Yes. So it's passed the Senate, and there's a hearing in the House this week. So we're urging everyone to reach out to their legislators to let them know that they need to pass this bill. And on the House side, our sponsor is Sheila Hickson.
Democrat of Montgomery County.
Yes.
Former chair of the Tax Writing Committee, the House Ways
Correct.
And Means Committee. You've been lobbying several years for these changes in the earned income tax credit. They never passed before, and we don't know what the House will do. But why do you think the outcome might be different this year?
You know, I think we have the context of federal tax reform, and, you know, Maryland legislators came in and the governor came into the session this year saying we have to do something to hold people harmless of the people who are being negatively impacted. And I think what everyone realized as they were looking at all of the numbers, and of course, through our advocacy, that this is a group that is constantly left behind. Anytime we do tax reform, even the years that the General Assembly has done an incredible job of being generous with raising the percentage of the Maryland EITC, this group has still been left behind each and every time. And I think they understood the urgency that this is actually one group of workers that we're taxing into poverty.
So what effect, what impact do you expect if the legislature does make these changes?
Well, I think we're going to have $26 million going to these 60,000 workers that we didn't have before. And so that's putting a lot of money in people's pockets to pay their rent, to pay for transportation, to, you know, do the things that they need to do to get the job that gets them the higher wages, that makes it hopefully in the next 3 years that they're not eligible for the EITC anymore.
Well, I appreciate you both walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Nakia Trezevant works as a security manager. At 24, she's too young to claim the earned income tax credit on her taxes. Robin McKinney is co-founder and CEO of the Maryland Cash Campaign, which is lobbying to expand the credit to more young workers. We have links to more information about the earned income tax credit at the On the Record page at WYPR.org.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. When President Trump signed the sweeping federal tax cut into law just before Christmas, it presaged a change in state taxes, also an increase in state revenue of about $500 million, unless the General Assembly acted to change that. Legislators have been working on such changes, and we asked Democratic Senator Rich Madelino of Montgomery County, who is vice chair of the Senate Budget and Tax Committee, to tell us about them. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Sheila. Happy to be here.
Senator Madelino, why would a new tax law that cuts federal taxes result in increasing state taxes?
Sure. Both for individuals and for corporations, the way that the Republicans and Capitol Hill managed to pass their tax package, remember, at late at night without hearings and in the cover of darkness. But what they wound up doing was reducing the number of deductions that both individuals and corporations could take, which has as a result increasing your adjusted income and then reducing rates. So what is subject to taxation has gone up, but at the federal level, because the rates came down, the result is the vast majority of people are paying less.
In federal taxes.
In Maryland, because we set our tax policy to that same calculation of how you determine your adjusted gross income, there's more income, both personally and corporate, that is now subject to the state's personal and corporate income taxes.
What did your committee do to respond to the federal tax changes?
Sure. One of the things that we looked at was, okay, who is benefiting the most from these federal from the federal tax changes? When the Comptroller's Office, the Maryland Comptroller's Office, released a study looking at who were the winners and losers, one of the things that was very clear is it is very much loaded towards the wealthiest individuals and big corporations. Those are the prime beneficiaries of the Republican tax plan. So what can we do then to make sure that people on the lower end have a chance to benefit? And so that's why our committee looked at expanding the earned income tax credit and applying it to people under 25, people who would benefit you know, could benefit dramatically from having that that bump up, that assistance through the state earned income tax credit, and then increasing the standard deduction for taxpayers so that people on the low and mid-range in Maryland, it's that below 400 cohort, which is the vast majority of taxpayers in Maryland around the country, but that they would get some benefit. So we try to focus on how do we restore some progressivity to the tax code? How do we try to make sure that people who are not benefiting from the Republican tax scam at the national level, how can we make sure they benefit a little bit in Maryland? We wanted to do something that was modest, and we could see over the next few years, how does this really play out within our tax structure? So we tried to do something that was meaningful, would benefit the vast majority of people who make, the vast majority of low-income and working-class Marylanders, and do it in a three-year temporary basis so that we can see over the next few years, how does it really play out?
That's Senator Rich Natalino, Vice Chair of the Senate Budget and Tax Committee, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about how the Maryland legislature is responding to changes in the federal tax code. In many areas, efforts by Democrats in the legislature to respond to actions by the Trump administration run into objections from the Republican minority in the legislature. But your committee used the legislation proposed by Republican Senator Andrew Serafini of Washington County as the basis for its response. Is this basically a bipartisan approach?
In fact, the two bills that we passed, the EITC bill passed unanimously.
Earned income tax credit.
The earned income tax credit, thank you. And then the other bill, Serafini's bill on the standard deduction, passed, I believe, 12-1.
And I know you are the primary sponsor of expanding the earned income tax credit. That will cost, what, about $200 million to expand it to younger taxpayers?
The plan that we passed would cost $28 million a year to younger taxpayers.
And what I'm trying to understand is the actions by your committee, do they essentially use up all the revenue that the Trump tax changes would have raised in Maryland?
Oh, not at all, because the comptroller's office said that the tax changes, the federal tax changes, will result in, on an ongoing basis, about $400 million in additional revenue a year. In the first year, it'll probably be closer to about $550, because there's a bit of an 18-month impact the first year, because of the way that fiscal years and tax years overlap. The two bills combined cost a little less than $100 million a year. So that it does not take up all the money. So in fact, we are leaving the potential for a substantial amount of additional revenue to make sure we pay for, remember, all of the other responsibilities that are coming our way. President Trump has proposed block granting Medicaid, which would be an enormous impact on Maryland and every state. You know, we've got to protect some of this revenue because we know what's coming down the pike with having to sustain the programs that help keep Maryland functioning.
Thank you for walking us through it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for taking the time and letting your listeners find out about it.
Senator Rich Natalino of Montgomery County is vice chair of the Senate Budget and Tax Committee. He's also a candidate for governor in the Democratic primary in June.
Hey, Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.